From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bombings claimed by the Islamic State militants in the Syrian cities of Damascus and Homs killed at least 140 people on Sunday. The blast came as Secretary of State John Kerry said a provisional agreement has been reached with Russia on an end to hostilities that could begin in the next few days. Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh says this is encouraging news, but a ceasefire will not be easy to implement. He said the problem with any sort of cessation of hostilities is that there are so many players involved in creating the cessation of violence that it creates many opportunities for spoilers. That's something Syrian President Bashar al-Assad agrees with. He says his government is ready to take part in a ceasefire as long as it is not used by militants to reinforce their positions. Counting is underway from Sunday's presidential and legislative elections in Niger. The results are not expected until sometime next week. Mahamadou Issoufou is running for a second five-year term with a promise to crush Islamist militants. About 14 other candidates were running against Issoufou, including Senye Omarou, the leader of an opposition coalition. President Issoufou told the French news agency he is absolutely sure he will win the election and predicted a runoff will not be needed. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has commended the Central African Republic for successfully holding peaceful elections. Mr. Ban congratulated former Prime Minister Faustine Archange Touadera on his victory. This is VOA News. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni is in power since 1986. On Sunday, denounced criticism from the opposition of vote rigging from the European Union and United States over the harassment of opposition figures following his victory in Thursday's election. Key opposition leader Kisi Besigye, who failed for a fourth time to unseat Mr. Museveni, explained their opposition to the election. He said the reason they rejected the election outcome is not because of their inherent unfairness and injustice. He said the reason he rejected the outcome was because of what happened. He said the targeting and disenfranchising of hundreds of thousands of their supporters. The European Union denounced the process as having an intimidating atmosphere with an electoral commission lacking independence and transparency. A U.S. spokesman said the Ugandan people deserve better, and former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, head of the Commonwealth Observer Mission, said the ballot fell short of meeting key democratic benchmarks. London Mayor Boris Johnson spoke with British Prime Minister, he broke with him, that is, David Cameron, on Sunday, declaring he is joining the campaign calling for Britain's exit from the European Union. Cameron's push to remain in the EU comes after the unrest of the EU agreement on a package of concessions to Britain, which means London does not have to comply to as many requirements as other EU member states. At least 17 people have been killed in a powerful tropical cyclone that struck Fiji on Saturday. The government has imposed a nationwide curfew and declared a month-long state of natural disaster. Scores of residents have sought shelter and evacuation centers set up across the islands. Hillary Clinton is atop the U.S. Democratic presidential race after narrowly defeating Senator Bernie Sanders in the Nevada caucus over the weekend. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump is in the front-runner postings, winning in New Hampshire recently and in Saturday's South Carolina primary. Florida Senator Marco Rubio edged out Texas Senator Ted Cruz for second place behind Trump. Also on Saturday, South Carolina Democrats will have their primary election, while Republicans in Nevada will caucus the same day. And it was a first-ever win at NASCAR's Daytona 500 for Japanese automaker Toyota. American Denny Hamlin was the driver, Martin Truex Jr. coming in second, also in a Toyota, and Kyle Busch finished third, giving Toyota an unprecedented sweep of the podium.
That's the latest world news from VOA.